The Senate will come to order. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, as you know, before going into recess, there was a point of order that was raised by Senator Friends and as you know, based on our agreement, if Senator Miller and I, who, as being co-presiding officers, do not agree, then we will go into consultation with our leaders. After consulting with all the necessary parties, I find that the Friends motion is well taken.
Mr. President? I'm sorry.
Point of order is well taken. Senator
Mr. President, Rasmussen. I appeal the ruling of the President and request a roll call.
Senator Rasmussen appeals the ruling of the President, and as you know, that Mr. appeal
President.
Is not debatable.
Mr. President?
President, it is debatable.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is debatable. Sorry. Senator Rasmussen, you want me to go to a couple others and then end up with you?
Yes, Mr. President.
All right.
And Mr. President, I would also request that for this vote that the Senate is under call.
The Senate is under call. Senator Mitchell. Oh, I'm sorry. Not you. Okay, sorry. I saw something over there. Senator Croon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise for advice to the body. Article 4, Section 7 of the Minnesota Constitution allows each legislative body to punish its members for disorderly behavior and expel a member with concurrence of 2/3 of its members. This right is absolute. It's in the Constitution. It doesn't say as prescribed by law. It doesn't say as prescribed by rule. It's absolute. Mason's 562, Part 3, says a House, in passing upon the question of expelling a member, has the power to adopt any procedure and to change it at any time and without notice. Mr. President, our temporary rules, yes, it has an ethics process. It does not apply to expulsion. We clearly have the right to establish expulsion rules. We did not do it. Why? Because the right is absolute under the Constitution. Mr. President, even if Masons does speak to due process under an expulsion, and that's Section 562, Part 4. And even if you think, anybody in this body thinks that that applies as some sort of test to see if due process has been done in this case, it has been unquestionably met. That provision requires adequate notice, formal charges in a public hearing with the right to cross-examine witnesses. And Mr. President, the ethics complaint in this matter was filed nearly a year ago. Clearly stated purpose was to expel Senator Mitchell. The charges in the complaint were clearly stated. Senator Mitchell had adequate notice of the hearing. Senator Mitchell had an opportunity to be heard and to cross-examine witnesses. Senator Mitchell did, in fact, cross-examine witnesses through her lawyer. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, Senator Mitchell has had the due process necessary to expel her from the Minnesota Senate. There is no requirement in the Constitution, in statute, in Mason's, or in case law, even suggesting that this institution must wait until her criminal proceedings are fully adjudicated before we may exercise our constitutional authority to discipline our own members, including expulsion. Yet, Senate Democrats have attempted time and time again, both within this chamber and outside of this chamber, to suggest that such a requirement exists. It does not. This body may act on its constitutional authority in accordance with its own due process standards, which have clearly been met in this case. Mr. President, Senator Mitchell has been afforded due process. Last year, Mr. President, Senate Democrats claimed they protected Senator Mitchell by claiming that expulsion was not warranted because she had not yet had her day in court. Now here we are, nearly a year later, and Senator Mitchell has had her opportunity for her day in court. In fact, her day in court was today, the day her trial was scheduled to begin. And what did she do with her opportunity for her day in court? She used her status as a state senator to delay her day in court, to delay her court trial and push it off past yet another legislative session. So last year, in the name of due process, Senator Mitchell used her pending criminal proceedings as an excuse to delay her expulsion from the Minnesota Senate. And now this year, Senator Mitchell is using her status as a member of the Minnesota Senate to delay her criminal proceedings. Mr. President, that is not due process. That is an abuse of process. She's playing it both ways. She's using her status as a senator to delay her criminal proceedings and then turning right around and using her delay in the criminal proceedings to stay getting expelled from this institution, the Minnesota Senate. Senator Mitchell is making a mockery of the Minnesota Senate, and the time is now for us to stop playing along and finally uphold the reputation of the Minnesota Senate and do the right thing, not only for this institution, but for the people of Minnesota, expelling Senator Mitchell today and reversing the ruling of the president. Thank you.
Senator Westrum.
Mr. President, I rise to a parliamentary inquiry.
Please state your inquiry.
Mr. President, a few inquiries, just so you know, but first of all, is Senator Mitchell on the roll present today and voting?
Senator Westrum, Senator Mitchell is in the chamber and she's here under call just like all other senators.
Okay, Mr. President. Second parliamentary inquiry.
Please state your inquiry.
Mr. President, has Senator Mitchell asked to be recused from this vote or any vote dealing with discipline?
Senator Westrum, I believe that you know the answer to that. I haven't heard, and that would be something that the body would have to vote on if someone asked to be recused.
Okay.
Senator Westrum.
So, Mr. President, just as the President of the Senate, you have not had the request for recusal. Parliamentary inquiry.
It has not been, one has not been put forward to me or okay. This body, because in fact what would happen is a person would have to rise and ask to be excused, and we as a body would vote on that. Senator Westrum.
Final parliamentary inquiry, Mr. President. Under Senate Rules 56.3, would a member need to recuse themselves from a vote that deals with their discipline on behalf of the Senate that brings the Senate into disrepute or dishonor or betrays the public trust?
Senator Westrum, to your question, that we have a self-enforcing notion as it pertains to whether a person is going to vote or if they believe that their conduct violates any rule or policy. Before I go to Senator Rasmussen, I want to make sure that there's no one else that wants to speak, because I did promise him that he would be the last voice that we would hear before we vote. Did you want to say something, Senator Friends? Because he's going to be the last person. All right. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I would ask members to overrule this partisan ruling. And, Mr. President, I think it's important when we look at our Constitution and our rules and Masons for us to just simply read the language. Read the language in Masons. For example, in Section 563, Part 3, Mason states, the overriding need for each house to protect its integrity through the exercise of the expulsion power, the requirement for a two-thirds vote to expel, by itself satisfies procedural due process. It's very clear. That's why in our Constitution, in Article 4, Section 7, it requires a two-thirds vote of this chamber to expel a member. That is the protection. That is the protection. And it's very clear, Mr. President, in Masons, that this power is absolute. If we look at Section 562, Part 2, it says in all other aspects, referring to the two-thirds vote, this power is absolute. And it goes on in Part 5 to say that the only protection against abuse is the conscience of the individuals with whom this power is vested. Mr. President, if members don't think Senator Mitchell should be expelled, they can vote no on her expulsion. They can stand up and debate that. They can say why they don't want to. But, Mr. President, I'm concerned today that we perhaps have individuals who don't want to vote on that. And so, Mr. President, I would request and ask members to vote red, to appeal the ruling of the president, so that we can continue to talk about this issue and whether or not she should be serving in the Minnesota Senate.
Thank you, Senator Rasmussen. Members, just a reminder that a green vote upholds the ruling of the president. A red vote goes against the ruling of the president. And remember, this is a procedural issue, and whether the Friends motion, point of order, I keep saying motion, point of order is well taken. Members, please vote. The secretary will take the roll. All members having voted who desires a vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 33 ayes and 33 nays, the decision of the president is upheld. Anything else before we go to the 13th order of business? Members, we are now on the 13th order of business, which is announcements of Senate interest. Any excuses for the day? Let me take the excuses. There are no excuses. Senator Abler.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your desk, you'll see a copy of an op-ed that I had the privilege of getting published today, talking about 2011 when we faced a similar budget deficit. There'll be a lot of talk about that. It was very difficult. I think the hill that we're on this year is even higher, but that might be beneficial to you as you look at what we did in the past, and I appreciate your attention to that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other announcements of Senate interest? Senator Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement for the Energy Committee. Senator Frentz and I have spoken as co-chairs. The committee meeting today will be canceled with the lateness of the session here. The full agenda will be moved to Wednesday, where the same agenda will be in effect, and the GOP will hold the gavel for that meeting. Thank you.
Senator Dreheim.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ditto for the Jobs Committee. Just conferred with the president. We're going to postpone the hearing that was supposed to be held today till Wednesday. So no Jobs Committee today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Joeyheim. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or Mr. President. As a co-chair, I announce that the Judiciary Committee will be meeting immediately after Senate session today.
Senator Swazinski.
Ed Policy will be meeting in 6 minutes for probably about 45.
Senator Klein. I see you standing. Thank you, Senator Klein. I just want to make sure I did not ignore you. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to remind people that the Human Services Committee will be meeting today.
Any other announcements of Senate interests? Seeing none, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, January 30th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned until Thursday.